Awesome. Okay.
Well, how are you guys doing?
Nice. Good.
Feeling really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Excited.
How y'all doing?
Well, I cheated and I watched all 6 episodes. So.
Yes. Woohoo.
I'm kind of feeling like that. Your two characters are more of the heart of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because the others.
Me a little self-centered, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come back.
Like being the heart. Being the, I think it's like grounding, like being able to ground and to be able to know that this is like the role. You know, there's gonna be a lot of like the S that hits the fan, like you're just the fan, but it's like hitting you. But, so it's just knowing that, like, you know, like this character is gonna be like with these hard. We have an Emma. We have to deal with Emma, and Emma.
yeah.
I love Emma,
and we're getting different sides of her, but she's still really hard to pierce or penetrate.
And
right?
I think also like Emma and like maybe like Lynn and all these characters also kind of remind me of parts of myself or parts of people I don't like or that kind of thing, and like traits of people I don't like, the traits, and I'm like, oh my God, it's driving me nuts. And so that's also part of it, because you have to work through all that stuff to like love these people. Like just choose to like just make this a little smoother here. Let's choose to make this a smoother transaction, like really. And can we be a family? Is there a possibility of being family, even if it's chosen family?
Exactly.
Or not, or blood family. Like, is that even possible, you know? And then with these characters.
If they can have, well, especially with Eddie, if they can have that human connection without all of the bullshit around it, you know?
Yeah.
And
but that's life, right?
That's like, exactly. And it's similar, you know, also Cruz and Emma is seeing past that, because, you know, Cruz can see right past it for many reasons, but it is. It's just like, no, I see you. Stop this.
Yeah, I think that's something we do have in common. Yeah. I mean, we're it's like the laser see through your BS character, you know, like, and like, let's just be real with each other. I see you and your vulnerability, and be okay about with that. But no one wants to be vulnerable. No one wants to take accountability. So we have the series be that.
Sure.
Goodness.
This show is very ambitious in that it's really tackling a lot of things and doing it in a short amount of time. And what's so beautiful about it is that there's nothing about it at all that's cliched, at least not in the way that we've gotten to know Latinx characters, you know, and that's really beautiful, because you're not seeing any of the cliches. And it's Tanya's beautiful, you know, attempt at working through and normalizing a lot of the things that we deal with on you know, a daily basis, and tackling those hard topics of, you know, there's immigration, gentrification, of family, of the different generations, and finding your voice and identity and sexuality. And so it's a lot, and it's so exciting to be a part of that conversation.
It's almost like they wrote it and she wrote it and they created it in a cyclical manner. So it's like everything is happening all at one time, or it's happening but in cycles. And it's like life. That's literally like, and if you don't break the patterns, they keep happening. And the way that she wrote it, so when I first read like one of the monologues that actually became like, I think some of your lines too, like it was like, but it was a monologue talks, just, it was to the heart. And it was just in the way that she wrote it was so nuanced, and so it's so nuanced that as an actor, you're diving in like, this is a dream to be able to swim in this dialogue. It's such a beautiful, it's what you want. And like in your life as an actor, like, because you don't have to say the things you're going through, you're actually showing them what they're going, and instead of like, okay, so this is a story about queer brown, like this is, you know, we're doing about the East Side, we're doing telling this story, these people, the mother passed away, it is like, and you get to act that, like layer and layer and layer. And that's like a human being, that you're creating a character. And that's like a lot of times it's imposed upon you. The image of the Latinx, the image of the queer is imposed. Do it this way. Okay, let's do it that way, you know, but make it normal. And this way it's like the other way around. And it's like, dang, okay.
Exactly.
How could you not want to audition? How could you not? Tanya Sriracha is also
be a part of it.
Yes. Yeah. You just read one paragraph, you know.
And you guys, and the ones of you who've actually seen it all, you also see that every frame has, there's so much going on in every frame, right? So if it's not about the relationships, it's about the location. If it's not about that, it's a tradition, it's the food, there's so much happening. Yes. That the tapestry is so rich, or the music, right? And so it's just a beautiful sort of thing to be a part of and to be in that world. And yeah, it's
like a playground. Yeah. I feel like you just jump in because you can watch one episode, but watch it more than one time and see all the choices of the DP, you like the art department, all these other little things that actually give you clues about the bigger picture or the bigger, you know, all the little secrets. And you're like, but you have to pay attention and watch it over and over. And I think that's also like a beautiful thing. Like, you get to dive into the characters, but also like then notice all the little subtleties that you missed the first time and that kind of thing. So that's like real life. It's cool.
Yeah.
So for me, after seeing the 6 episodes, it was very much a woven tapestry of culture within not only just the East Side, but a lot of different cultures within the same place. It could have been based anywhere. For your preparing for your roles, did you go into like a lot of the areas where you were filming? Because a lot of there's so much culture in these areas, and also seeing all the differences in the things that are happening in areas like Boyle Heights. What was it like to develop the character to be around?
Well, I mean, I was my life. I mean, that's my life. It's like I have a double life of an actor and living in the community, being involved, doing a lot of what Lil Mari does in the show in different ways, you know, different kinds of activism, not just like spray, you know, to do like maybe some tagging, which is also resistance as well. But it's like those things, the knowing that, like having lived in Boyle Heights, having lived in the East Side, in different communities of the East Side and north, south of the East. But it's, excuse me, it was like, a dream, like it's like, whoa, this is really happening. A series that is actually about what I go through. So in ways, it was very visceral, very like almost surreal, because it was like kind of happening in my real life and happening in my professional life. And they're the first time that I really feel that it's coming together like in this intersectional way, because Tanya's so open to like talking to the community, and the way that she was open to like, what do we really need, like. What are we looking forward to, you know? And I could be like, 3 pages, here you go. This is what you're looking forward to. Like, because, like, that's, like, I know Little Maddie. Like, I know Johnny, you know? Like, I know the different characters that are actual leaders and community assets. So it's, like, you know, to tap into the community, it's not just about we're going to exploit the community or we're going to try, we want you to take our story, take it. It's really, like, getting in there, like this world of the East Side and what makes it up, and being able to bring that, I think was a huge upside to it, because I was able to, as through my activism, like even though I was in living in poverty and that kind of stuff, like I was able to continue being an actor, and to be able to be ready at the moment when Vida came around to audition for it, to actually be able to say, aside, I'm gonna focus and give my, as if I have all the privileges of the world. That was like a miracle. So I think because of the activism, like my gender identity in real life and these things of opportunities, not getting opportunities or getting wherever and having to shift, code switch all the time, you know, really lends itself to this. This is what Vida is like. So it's like perfect. I mean, that's my life. Like.
Yeah. I mean, I've lived in LA for a long time now, and so I have friends, and I've run plenty of errands and go back and forth. So I know the neighborhood from a different perspective, you know, which is, yes, it's in the tapestry, but I'm not from there. And then as far as like filming there, it was one of those things where it's just it's so busy. So we had our base camp at the cemetery because
and Evergreen. The one everybody jogs around.
Exactly. And
the exercise cemetery.
Because it was quiet. And we had, we were actually in the second episode, when we were filming in a bakery, it was across from Mariachi Plaza, there was a strike going on with the mariachis because I'm sure you guys know that their rents, that there's a building where 10 or 11 mariachis just happened to live in the same building, and their rent was being raised way high. A developer came in and bought it. And so they were having a protest, and their protest, of course, is music. So we just kept having to pause because of the music. And then finally it was over. We only had a little bit of time before a teacher's march came through. And so it was just, it's such a busy neighborhood.
But isn't that beautiful that it's, yeah. I know it's like, oops, sorry, stars sorry. And Big Beach, but like, this is the way it is. I kind of like that.
So that's another reason why we didn't do a lot of filming in that area. It's busy, you know, and... Yeah.
Sorry, I was just adding to it. It's the personality of the East Side coming at you, but like going, you need to listen.
Exactly.
It was cool. One of the things I was just, this little funny thing, because like we were shooting an actual bar, one of the scenes, and like it was owned by the community, one of the community members had been there for a very long time. And so we're shooting, and all of a sudden, the lights go out. And like the TV's like, this has never happened to me before in any production, but they didn't pay their light bill, so we're gonna. But it was such a beautiful team effort because it was like, this is how it is. We do it, Rascuache. This is where I come from. All right, this is the way we do it. So because it was just a generator light and it was like a spotlight, so I thought I was in a stage for a second, like theater. But anyway, and then it was just like that one work light that was on, and then they pumped up the generators. I'm like, that's exactly how you do it, whether you're doing a direct action, whether you're like, you know, occupying space, you know, whatever you're doing, generator always comes in handy. And that's how it is. It serendipitously works itself into the production, just like whenever I'm in the East Side or in Boyle Heights or any, it's like, that's really how it's like these really serendipitous, beautiful, yet kind of challenging sometimes moments. So
totally East Side.
Six episodes. Do you know yet? We don't know.
We're doing is hoping, and we're I'm sure everyone's doing their little crystal chakra things.
Yeah.
to make it come true.
I think like when people see it, like it went, you know, like, and they see the whole, they're gonna be like, okay, I want to see it again. You probably watch it four or five times or something, but over and over again. So I think that's going to happen. People are going to binge, watch, like, you know, watch it and watch it again and want more.
People will want more. And the thing is, that there is so much happening in each episode, and there's so much more to say.
Yeah.
And you can tell that we're just sort of bursting with, come on, please, please. Yeah. So let's see.
Yeah. So let everybody know. So they'll be so excited about 1 through 6. Like, watch the whole thing. Once you start, I don't think you can stop. But.
Visually, it's really beautiful. I mean, there's so many. But there's one scene in particular that has stayed with me because it looks so wrenching. That scene of you in the bathtub was so real.
Yeah.
How many takes?
2.
Wow.
Yeah. It was 2 for the up close, and 3 for the up because they had to get me to go underwater, or, you know, sorry, they had to get me to do a certain movement and position underwater, and I had to practice it a little bit, and so it took 3 takes, but I was practicing for that moment for a long before it was fully written. Like, I knew that was gonna happen, so she prepared me for that. 1, 3, 6. Like, she was like, I'm like, okay. So I was already like working on all this work personally, like all my, like, okay, what am I gonna bring in this moment? And so, but the reason why I was able to do it and execute it in such a short amount of takes is because the team was so, like, Tanya was like, what do you need? Producers were like, please. The director, Rashad, was like, we talked on the phone. He came, we were in the trailer. Like, we took time because I know that we're going to get intimate, you know? This is really, like, intimate and vulnerable. And so that allowed me to, like, I can be vulnerable. I can be vulnerable and naked and everything, whatever. I can be vulnerable in this moment, but because they said, really asked me, my agent also was like, okay, well, think about this, think about that, think about that. And I was like, okay, what is going to make me have the best performance? And to be in that, in the bathtub to do that, I did ask for all women or gender nonconforming, non-binary crew members. Because of the memories and all the things I was dealing with as my, you know, that if it was other genders that it may, like, maybe kind of, like, without me really knowing, without it really being something I could control, it just kind of would maybe, I don't know. What I felt was that since I was respected so much, I was allowed to just, that's what I know, just go there. And that's how it was.
I love that scene. It is. It's beautiful, huh?
Thank you. Yeah. It was like, whoa. Yeah. 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 Hey
guys, we have time for one more question. Yeah. Oh, tell everybody where they can catch the show.
Ooh, well.
Catch. I mean, that one stars. May 6th.
May 6th.
Yeah.
Catch Vida on catch Stars.
Yeah, Catch
8 Vida. 8 p.m.?
Is it 8 p.m.?
Oh,
on the app.
On the app.
On the app, well, yes. Which is going to be really easy.
Yes, because, the Stars app.
Yeah, because a lot of people nowadays don't have cable. So it's easier because you can just do the app.
Yeah, watch it on the phone and watch it on the laptop. Mm-hmm, May 6th, every Sunday.
For 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks. I'll let you do the math, I guess. Exactly. I'll do the math for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. You look so familiar.
I agree.